The following program is an exclusive Disruption Networks production. Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you will support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.
Disruption Networks.
We're raging it up on a Thursday, baby. I'm excited. You should be excited too. Live on the D. You, ladies and gentlemen, can follow along on all Disruption Network social media platforms. And you can follow along at your leisure. Thanks. Gotta give some love out to this guy. Much love out to Utica Coffee. Wake the hell up, Utica. You can check out their delicious blends of coffee that they have all over the place. I mean, it is absolutely delicious. The best coffee in the world. I say it every day. WakeTheHellUp.com, World Wide Web. Check them out. Also, much love to Saranac. Saranac Thursday begins tonight. So I hope you're out and about enjoying the festivities. There on West Utica, down there on Varick Street. Have a good time. But if you're drinking and driving, make sure you call a cab. Also, much love to Nye Volkswagen in Rome and EJA Moving Services. Thank you all for believing in the D and me, Z. So how you doing, guys? Hope you're doing good. Joining me today, I'm super excited, man. Being a bass player myself, I'm excited that I get to talk to a colleague, if you will, one of the most prolific bass players on the scene today, Freak Bass, joining me today. Freak Bass, what's up, man? Good to see you. How you doing today?
Oh, man, it's great. It's great to be here, and thanks for having me on.
So you got a new album coming out really soon, right? It comes out next week?
Yeah, a week from tomorrow is the official release date, Friday, May 31st, yep.
Beautiful. And describe the album, man. What's going to be happening? We know it's going to be a funky good time, but are you digging into other genres?
Well, the main thing I'm really excited about this record is the way that we recorded it. Color Red, the label that we signed with this record, they're based out of Denver, Colorado, and they have a really specific ethic on how they record records. And it's basically the way they used to do it back in the day is you'd base set, you know, they record you straight to tape and not virtual tape, not Pro Tools version of what tape sounds like, but actually real analog tape. And you set up everybody in one room and you record all at once. And if someone makes a mistake, you don't overdub it. You just go back and start over and do another take. So everything's recorded live at once. And it's a really magical way. I mean, it seems such an obvious thing, but it's really a magical way to record an album nowadays in the days of, you know, cutting and pasting everything with digital recording. And I think because of that, you know, we've gotten something pretty special down on tape. I'm pretty excited about it.
It's such a warmer feeling and a warmer sound when it's on tape. Did I lose you?
Too, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That's one of the big, especially for the drum tones. Yeah, you there?
Yeah. Sorry, that dropped out for a second.
Especially for the drum tones. Oh, okay. Can you hear me okay now?
Yep, you're good.
Okay, good. Especially for the drum tones, especially, that's where you really, really, it makes a big, big difference all the way across.
Right on, brother. I was looking at your Instagram a couple days ago and saw a video of you talking about the Ohio funk scene. What is it about Ohio that produces so many great funk players? What's in the water in Ohio?
No, I know. A lot of people ask that. Well, you know that for those that you aren't from the area, maybe some know, some don't, but you know, there's been a long, long history, especially specifically in Cincinnati, Ohio, and the Dayton area, which is about 30 minutes up the road from us, going all the way back to the days of James Brown. There's a label here in Cincinnati called King Records, and that was where James Brown recorded almost all the big hit James Brown songs you know that's recorded here in Cincinnati at King. So it kind of started there and then continued on with, you know, bands like the Ohio Players and Zap and going into, you know, Bootsy, of course. Talk a little bit more about, and you know, it's always been around in this area. You know, it's a very, very, you know, very intense. And I think the sound, Ohio's got the cool thing about funk, I always say, is that it's very geographic. And what I mean by that, in its sound, like, so, you know, if you go to New Orleans, New Orleans has a very different distinct funk sound, you know, out of the Meters or Dr. John, almost with a Creole kind of sound. You go to Minneapolis, you got more of the Prince at the Time sound. You go to New York and L.A., they've got, you know, New York's got a little more of a jazz flavor to it. And then L.A. and San Francisco, you've got the sound out there, too, as well. I think in Ohio, the fact that we're not West Coast or East Coast, and we are yelling a little bit louder, and because of that, we have a tendency to kind of, like, the funk here, it really pushes it a lot harder, especially on the one. You think about, like, a song, More Bounce to the Ounce by Zapp.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's like, you can put that up, you know, today. You can put that up on any hip-hop track or trap track or anything today, and it has as much thump as and sonic, you know, intensity as any of those tracks do today. And it's because he was, like, driving that one so hard, and that song was recorded right here in Cincinnati as well. So I think that's a big part of the sound that we've developed over the years here.
You were talking about Bootsy Collins. Now, am I correct by saying he's the one that named you Freak Bass, correct?
He is, yeah. Yeah, we were in the studio one day. It was when I first was starting to get to know him. And, you know, he probably didn't remember my name that well at that point. But he had all these effects in the studio, and I kept plugging them in and, like, checking. I was getting all excited by all the, I'm an effects pedal nut on bass, as a lot of us bass players are. And he had a whole array of them, as you can imagine, at his studio. I was recording at his studio. And I kept plugging in. He's like, man, you got that, like, you got that freaky bass thing going on. And then, like, from him telling me that, then a few minutes later, it was like, hey, Freak Bass, come over here and do this. And then everybody in the studio started kind of catching on to it. And the next thing I know, by the end of the day, everybody was calling me Freak or Freak Bass, and then just kind of stuck. So yeah. I went from there.
It's those nicknames that you'll never shake, right? Hence me with Z, too. I'll never shake the nickname Z. It's the moniker I've had for over 25 years. How long have you had the Freak Bass moniker?
It was probably late 90s, very early 2000s, yeah. Right before I started kind of making some noise out there.
And that's exactly where I'm glad you say that. That's where I remember seeing you for the first time and playing some upstate New York festivals. I don't remember if it was like Scotty Palooza or like maybe Sterling Stage or one of those, but I just remember going up there, like playing those, just attacking your bass. And I was like, who is this guy? And I do specifically remember, God rest Scotty's soul too. I remember Scotty Palooza being really, really high on you. And that's the first time I ever seen you. Amazing times back then.
It's wonderful to hear. Yeah, totally. And that was that was right when I was just starting to kind of get out there too, as well. So that's really really cool that we have this connection after this many years, and now here we are today, sitting here doing this. It's awesome. That's a beautiful thing about music.
It really is. It brings. I've made all of my friends pretty much through music. You know.
Yeah. There's no doubt.
Pretty much all of them. Another guy that I had. Was able to spend some time with, and I know you have too, was Bernie Worrell. I got a chance. When I was booking the club back in the day, you know, many years ago, we used to book Bernie and the Woo Warriors, and had many, many great nights with him. Memorable, a lot of laughs. Talk about some of your experiences with Bernie Worrell.
Oh my gosh! Well, you know, when I was recording, I think it was my second album. Bootsy had introduced me to him, and I'd done some shows with him too as well. We'd done some bills together, and he came over and stayed in my house for almost a week. And it was the weirdest feeling. I remember being upstairs and saying, "Oh my God, this is so weird. Bernie Worrell sleeping downstairs in my house right now." But it was really incredible. I mean, Bernie is about as close, even though he's a keyboard player, he's about as close to a bass player as I there was a magazine out of London called the. It's called Bass Guitar Magazine out of the UK, and they had me once a couple years back. I think it was like name my top 5 or 10, most influential bass players on my playing, and because technically he's not a bass player, but he played some of the funkiest bass lines we'd have ever had too as well, and he taught me so much about. Bernie's really, it's about simplicity, and it's like taking simple ideas and adding a little twist to them, especially on the songwriting thing. I mean, that's both with him and Bootsy both. It's there's the technique side of your instrument, when I first, really cool bass stuff, and of course I did by osmosis, but it was more about the songwriting thing. And that's the thing with funk is like, some people, I think they miss, the groove is a huge part of it, and the feel is a huge part of it. That's definitely like one of the main ingredients. But also, those songs, like the song itself is, whether you're talking about Stevie Wonder or Sly and the Family Stone or P-Funk or Bootsy, it's those songs that are timeless. And it's like no matter, you know, how groovy it is, you got to, you know, the songwriting aspect of it is so important. And that's what I learned from both, especially from Bernie and Bootsy too, about like the songwriting aspect of everything.
Love it, man. And the one thing they can't teach you though is the feel, right? The pocket.
Yeah, well, that's Ohio speaking through that.
Yeah. I love it, man. So, you know, another person that you have been working with recently too is Sammy Garrett from Turquoise. I saw a couple cool videos with you and her performing. Is that something that you do on the regular? I know Turquoise is really busy touring around there. Is that something that is that like her side project with you?
Yeah, we're you know, as my any, you know, any spare moment that we can squeeze it in, she's you know, the record, you know, she's all over this new album. And coming out, we're flying her out in a couple weeks. We're gonna do a big run, so yeah, it's, you know, it gets a little tricky with both our agents trying to like connect the dots with dates and everything. But yeah, she's out with me as much as she can, and then I have this amazing other woman by the name of Riley Commissar, who's also on the record, who's from Cincinnati. She tours with me when Sammy's not with me. So both of them, I'm, you know, feel very lucky to work. They're both incredible singers, incredible stage presence. Obviously, Sammy is, you know, got amazing stage presence. She's a star in her own right.
Oh, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's great and a great human being too as well. So yeah, so we're just gearing up, you know, for what, you know, we kind of released these singles and videos over the last 8-9 months. And now we're kind of, you know, getting ready to kind of jump off the launching pad now for everything else.
Nice. When you're out and about, are you doing some talent scouting, checking out other people like possibly you could play with down the road, collaboration or whatnot?
You're always doing that. That's, mm-hmm. that's just a musician being a musician. You know, I mean, even the way that, for instance, that this, the label that I'm on right now, Color Red, kind of came together was real interesting. I was out doing some dates with, Alan Evans from Soul Eyes, mm-hmm. and, him and I hit it off really well. We'd seen each other before, but hadn't really played together before. We were doing the dates with this gentleman by the name of Joe Marcinic. He kind of puts together kind of super groups together for certain of his tours. That's kind of his shtick. And so Alan and I were both hired for the gig, and we ended up being rooming together. And I was saying, hey, man, I'm getting ready to put out this new record. You know, what do you think? Any ideas? And he's like, dude, you got to call Eddie Roberts up right away. And Eddie is the leader of the group, the New Master Sounds. He's also the head of Color Red Records.
Great band, New Master Sound, by the way. Great band.
Oh, I just played with them last Saturday up in New York at Brooklyn Bowl. It was really fun. And so Eddie got back to me right away and he said, yeah, this seems like a really great match. And that's kind of how this album that we're working on right now came to be.
Very cool, man. It's going to be great. And it comes out next Friday, you said?
Friday, yeah. Friday, May 31st. Exactly. It'll be on, obviously, digital, of course. But the cool thing about Color Red, they do everything all on vinyl. So notice everything. It's going to be 12-inch vinyl, which is, this is the first thing I've ever done on vinyl. So I'm super excited about that, too, as well.
Do you feel it's necessary to print CDs anymore?
I don't know, man. I mean, you even go to Target anymore and you can find record players, but you can't find CD players anymore, you know, which is bizarre. You know, it's like we're almost kind of going backwards in time. But, you know, everybody, including myself, you know, I'm either listening to something streaming or I am listening on vinyl because vinyl has obviously a very distinct sound, a really warm sound, which is amazing. So, and it's almost like a cool souvenir, too, as well, because it's so, you know, it's like this big piece of art you're carrying around, too, as well. So, I mean, you just see, the only place I really see CDs anymore are like, you know, you see them at like, you know, truck, like a pilot truck stops and stuff like that. But, you know, I never see them, you know, I very rarely. I mean, you know, I'm sure there's still some people in different parts of the world. It's different. But at least here in the stand.
Yeah, you find CDs in the bargain bin at the pilot truck stops. I love it. Yeah, I feel like it's a dead art nowadays. But, you know, I love the fact that vinyl is coming back. But so do we expect you to do a tour in support of this new album? Are you going to be out there in full swing this summer?
Oh, yeah. Starting with the week after next, we kind of do it over the Midwest. I'm playing, playing Lexington, Kentucky on the June 5th. The next day, we're in my hometown. June 6th in Cincinnati at a place called Top Cats, and then we're that Saturday we're up in Columbus, Ohio. Then we're heading down to Florida at the end of the month for a bunch of dates down there. And then all the fun, you know, start playing festival gigs, you know, like we normally do. So yeah, we're going to be hitting it hard once this thing drops.
We got to get you back here in upstate New York, my friend. We got to have you throw down like you used to back in the day.
Yeah. Well, we're getting kind of closer. I know we're doing Buffalo. It's coming up. We're doing Buffalo sometime soon. So
oh, great.
We're going to be kind of getting that part of the world. Yeah, at the Ironworks up there. Yeah.
Ah, great. Yes, great place over there. Big ups to my boy Josh Holtzman over at the Buffalo Ironworks. Do you have any pre-show rituals that you do? You got any superstitions you do before you take the stage?
Oh, wow. One of them is doing what I'm doing right now is drinking green tea. I'm like a big green tea. My keyboard player, right, he actually has his own, when he's on the road, he actually started his own tea company called Wendigo Tea. It's amazing tea. And so I've gotten all hooked on green tea. So a very nice big cup of hot green tea is definitely, I would say that's one of the pre-rituals. And you know, just definitely stretching and doing that kind of stuff. Our shows are a little energetic, so definitely want to loosen up a little bit before that type of thing. But yeah, I think green tea and a little bit of stretching, and I'm ready to go.
That's what I do love about your shows. There's also a visual aspect that go along with it. You know, it's a performance. You know, it's not just throwing the funk and making everybody dance and groove. There's a visual aspect to it. And you feel that's important for touring bands to have a visual aspect as part of the entertainment that they're providing to the people?
Yeah, well, every band's different and every band treats their music different.
True.
So I don't know necessarily if there's a right or wrong, but for me, I've always, whether it be, you know, the Talking Heads or David Bowie or, you know, people like that, obviously P-Funk, that's always been one of the things, you know, the whole medium, you know, the whole visual along with the sonics of the music, it creates one big thing. So, you know, when I go, you know, for me, it's like when it's a show from all aspects to it. And that's just who I am as a performer. But, you know, I've seen people that, you know, sit there and don't move and wear T-shirt and jeans and they're like some of the most incredible shows in the world. So it just depends on the music. But for me, I think that's important too for us. And that's another reason why, you know, you asked me about who I like to work with. I mean, you know, like going back to Sammy, I mean, she was a very, very visual person too as well. And everybody in the band, you know, Sky, my keyboard player, he's crawling on his keyboards and all kinds of crazy stuff. And I mean that literally. If you haven't seen him, you'll see what I mean. And so, yeah, I think that's definitely a big part of it. That's stuff, especially for us. Yeah.
I'm on the Skype line with Freak Bass. Hey, can you give me a good pinch me moment? Like, pinch me. I can't believe my career has taken me to this moment in time right now.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of those.
Hey, you can spew off as many as you want.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously probably the first time I met Bootsy, that was pretty pinch me. You mm-hmm. know, I remember going to his studio for the first time and Cliff Notes version is one of his singers, a guy named Mudbone Cooper. Everybody calls him Mudbone. He's original member of the Rubber Band, also tours with George Clinton as well. He had asked me, he was doing a album or a song for a label over in Japan, Peavine Records, doing a Jimi Hendrix song about Jimi Hendrix that he'd written with one of the guys from Funkadelic. And he said, you want to play bass on it? And I was like, yeah, of course. And just kind of off the cuff, he's like, oh, good. Well, Bootsy's going to be producing and engineering it. And I'm like, oh, okay. And kind of did a little head shake thing. And so I remember literally, like, I mean, that seared in my brain, like going to his studio door, you know, super nervous, as you can imagine, and him knocking on the door. And he opened the door himself. And, dude, he must have looked. You know, I mean, Bootsy's probably about 6'4", 6'3", 6'1". I'm about 6'1", but he must have looked like he was 10 feet tall. That's what it looked like. But very welcoming, though, too. Super welcoming, and we just hit it off right. So that was one of the ones I'm like, you know, it felt very, very surreal, too, as well. Also, you know, I mean, it's always when you're working with people that, you know, have a little name or notoriety, that's always kind of interesting. You know, I've gotten to be good friends with Mike Gordon from Fish, and now we're just buddies. But, like, I remember the first show he actually came to ours, and he came to a live show of ours, and I started having people run up to the stage, like, you know, Mike Gordon from Fish is here, blah, blah, blah. And then when we finally met, that was a little strange, because, you know, you're talking about a person you always see, you know, pictures of, or you've seen videos of, and actually see them, you know, interact with them, and then he ended up playing on my album after that, so that was pretty neat. So all those moments, you know, I mean, I feel just super, super, you know, being, you know, any musician will tell you, it's just like, it's a wild ride being a musician, and it's you know, you have the highest of the highs and the lowest of the lows, but it's, you know, generally it's just such an amazing ride to be on, just out there playing for people. It's just, it's really special, and I never take that for granted at all. You know, I feel super, super grateful that, you know, people will take the time out of their day to come see us play. And yeah, I mean, that alone is a pinch me moment. Even, you know, every show is a little bit of a pinch me moment, I guess I could say, just because you're always like, is anybody going to show up tonight? I don't know. And then when people show up at the show, it's a pretty special feeling for sure.
You mentioned Mike Gordon. You mentioned Bootsy Collins. Who is your Mount Rushmore of bass players?
Oh my goodness, that's a hard one. I guess four or five people on Mount Rushmore? Is it four?
I think five.
Five, okay.
So, maybe I should know this if I'm going to ask the question. Huh? Give me five.
Yeah, I think it's five. I think you're right. Okay, give you five. Well, Bootsy would be one. Okay. I guess you'd have to go to Jaco Pastorius would be one, two as well.
Great answer.
Larry, three now. Let's see. I said earlier, I would put Bernie on there too. I know Bernie's a keyboard player, but he's written some of the funkiest bass lines ever. So we're up to four now. And let's see, there's so many. It's hard to pin down to five people. James Jamerson, for sure. James Jamerson from Motown, yeah.
Solid list. How about your fantasy band? Who would be in your fantasy band, besides the band you're playing in now, of course?
Oh, wow. Wow. Geez, that's a whole nother can of worms. Well, I guess on drums, shoot, that's tough. That's really tough because I know so many good drummers out there, and there are so many good drummers, and each one of them have such a distinct kind of sound too as well. Gosh, that's tough. That's really tough. I mean, some of them, you know, I kind of speak from experience because people I play with. I mean, I love Nikki Gillespie. I mean,
Nikki's my girl.
Oh yeah. And we play, she's so powerful. So, you know, I'd love to do a full tour. We talked actually at one time, actually doing a side project together. It's just so tough because everybody's schedules are so busy. So, and we did a little thing at Jazz Fest together once a few years ago, but, so yeah, probably Nikki on drums, maybe Ivan Neville on keys and vocals. Guitar. I mean, I would say, you know, I love Eddie Roberts, you know, from New Master Sounds. Him and I, he's on the record, and I know from playing with him now, he's such a pocket player, and that's such a thing that I really love a lot. So maybe Eddie on guitar. And, oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, I guess that's, you know, singing. I mean, I know I'm pulling from everybody that I kind of do the same tour circuit, but I've just seen them sing so many times. Probably Jennifer Hartswick, too, as well, on vocals and trumpet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, Jennifer and I have done a few things together. We had this really cool project we did for a while called The Band is Bomb, some of the soundtracks of the James Bond movies, which we'll probably do again here at some point again, too. But we did a bunch of dates, and she, most of those soundtracks are sung by female singers, and she just, it was such an amazing gig playing that with her, and she just destroyed those songs, too, as well. So, yeah, I think that would probably be a good starting point right there.
You just named off some badass musicians. Nikki Gillespie being a good friend of mine, actually, and love that woman. In fact, I got to get her on the show. It's been too long, but awesome, awesome list. So the album comes out next week, Freak Bass. The order of the day today is to go out and get it when it's released. Where can people find it? It's probably on all the streaming services and all that, right?
Yeah, it'll be, it gets released officially on the streaming services next May 31st as well. Probably the easiest way, you know, of all things, is just go to the website, freekbass, freakbass.com. Go over to Color Red's website, which they're releasing stuff every week. They release a new single of their artists every Tuesday. It's amazing. My favorite group they have on there right now is called Electric Beethoven, which is his funky interpretation of Beethoven classics. It's really amazing stuff. And the production recording is great stuff too as well. So I'd highly recommend that. So yeah, so Color Red website, which is, I think it's color-red.co, not C-O-M, but C-O. And, you know, or freakbass.com, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, you know, it'll be available. And the name of the album, which I don't know if we mentioned yet or not, is called All the Way This, All the Way That. So, and there's already some singles out already as well. So, yep.
Sounds like the story of my life, All the Way This, All the Way That.
Yeah, well, that's why we wanted to kind of call the record that, because, you know, I thought of the name because half the album was done at Color Red, produced by Eddie, which is kind of has more of a little bit more of a, you know, kind of a, with the lack of a better word, a retro sound. And then the other half was produced by a gentleman by the name of Tal Shore, New York guy, very, it's almost kind of more of a futuristic. I always say this album is like when 1972 meets 2072. So that's got kind of more of a futuristic kind of sides to it. So we're kind of, you know, one side of the album is All the Way This, the other side of the album is All the Way That. So that's kind of the way it happened.
I love it. I love it how it comes out. Freakbase, let's keep in touch, man, because I'd like to actually down the road get you down here in upstate New York and get you some gigs here. There's some great venues that we could throw you in, and it would be good to catch up and see you. Plus, I have a couple players. In fact, I got this wonderful, awesome, awesome female vocalist that would fit really, really well with you. I want to send you some of her links. So,
I'd love to hear it. Love to hear her. Yeah, never enough talent to hear out there, for sure.
Exactly. Thank you again so much for taking time out of your busy day to come talk to me today, man. Much appreciated.
Oh, man. Well, thank you. And keep doing what you're doing with this. This is, you know, it's amazing. You know, it's a new media world. Stuff really excites me, you know, the this world of, you know, new TV shows, like actually online, which is the way I look at it.
I think you dropped off. Well, anyways, Freakbase, thank you so much. Check them out online, freakbase.com. And yes, the new album comes out next week, so check your local listings, and you can find him online pretty much anywhere. So, yeah. One more thing before we get out of here today. I want to thank everybody that participated in our Quality of Life sweep yesterday with Mayor Palmieri. What an amazing turnout. It was unbelievable, the support that we had to go clean the streets. I never thought picking up garbage would be so much fun, and we had a blast, and we're planning on doing another one in a couple weeks, so check your local listings on that. And thank you to the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley for sponsoring the whole thing, as well as my friends from BB Design, Unstoppable U Coach, who else was there? ARC, the UCP, Westcott Security. I mean, the list goes on and on. We had a lot of support yesterday for our Quality of Life sweep. So thank you so much. And it's amazing when we can all come together and do something great in the community. See, we like to step up and make our actions speak louder than words, is what we do here on the D. So we're going to be doing another one really, really soon. Just check your local listings for that. Before I get out of here, much love to EJA Moving Company, the professional movers. Call them today at 315-335-0516. When you're ready to move and relocate, hit up Eddie. He'll move your gym equipment. He'll move your office. He'll move your studio. He packs up your stuff for you. He moves it. He'll move you to wherever the freak you want to go. If you want to move to Japan, Eddie will move you to Japan. He's that good. EJAmoving.com. You can find him online. Also, much love to Nye Volkswagen in Rome. When you're ready to buy a brand new Volkswagen and you're ready to save on some gas mileage, hit up my friends over at Nye Volkswagen in Rome. If you mention the D, mention you listen to Disruption Network, they'll give you $250 off any vehicle purchase. Find out all their inventory at NyeVdubOfRome.com. Much love to Sarah Nack and also Utica Coffee Roasting Company. Wake the hell up. I hope you guys have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday. We're going to come back strong on Tuesday, and we will see you later. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace.
You know what the hell you're listening to?
It's EC Radio.
Never you mind what I'm making. You should spend some time taking a personal inventory of what you're doing for the betterment of society.
EC Radio.
Only on the D.
The Baseline is back with all new episodes every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Disruption Network. The complete rundown of news and notes around Major League Baseball. Get caught up with fantasy rankings, predictions, league leaders, standings, and more. Join JP and SPG as they bring you original segments like Three Up, Three Down, The Haps on the Haps, Tip of the Cap, and The Field Report.
Don't find yourself out of the baseline.
Join the baseline every Sunday night, all season long, only on the D.
Hey, it's Cassidy, and you're listening to Disruption Network.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and broken everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving. relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network, this is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at nyvwofrome.com.
Want to know what's going on at the D? Hit up disruptionnetwork.net and check out our events calendar brought to you by the Events Co. Find out about upcoming guests, special events, concerts, show schedules, community activities, and more. Get connected at disruptionnetwork.net.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at disruptionnetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D. DisruptionNetwork.net.